You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
Poort FM. Poort FM. It's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Are you ready?
Hi, Poort, you are tuning into the Sports Talk with Nick Colvin, right here on Poort FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. A very good evening to you, Poorties. I'm your host this evening from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. My name is Colvin Cook. Welcome to the Sports Talk right here on Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi. And thank you for tuning in to your favorite radio station, Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi. You can also send us a WhatsApp message or voice note to 064-119-6071. Or you can log on to www.poortfmradio.com. In studio tonight, we do have Mr. Winston Meyer, President of Tshwane Sports Confederation, and Mr. Vivian Lotren, President of Gauteng Sports Confederation. Good evening to you, gentlemen, and welcome to the Sports Talk right here on Poort FM. Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
Good evening, listeners, and thank you for inviting us to Poort Radio Station. My name is Vivian Lottering. I'm the president of Gauteng Sports Confederation. It's indeed an honor to be here tonight. Thank you.
Fantastic. Over to you, Mr.
Colvin. Good evening Meyer. To you as well as to your listeners. It's certainly a pleasure to have us on board, to be part and parcel of your station and to your people out there that is listening. It's always nice to plow back. I'm the I'm the president of the Tshwane Sport Confederation for the past 12 years already. Thank you.
Wow, fantastic. Gentlemen, with no further ado, let's get straight into business. It is 6:05. That is 4 minutes past 6. That is 18:04. So let's get into our business this evening. Like I say, I'm your host, Colvin Cook, and welcome once again to your show, your favorite Kasi, that is Poort FM. Gentlemen, let's get straight into the business, and we're going to start with the president of Gauteng. Let's give him the honor, because it's Gauteng and not Tshwane.
Thank you.
Mr. President Winston Meyer, can you just give us a brief, you know, sum up? Who is Mr. Winston Meyer?
Thank you very much. I started my dealings and my willings and my love affair with sport when I was still a young man. We moved from Paul in the Western Cape to Gauteng, Pretoria, in 1996, and ever since I've been involved with the development of sport, specifically within the aquatic arena, with life-saving as well as swimming. For me, it's a matter of delivery of not just your knowledge, but a service to the community. And I got the honors to be the president of the Tshwane Sport Confederation when we amalgamated three different sport confederations or councils, as it was called then, in 2012. And to date, I am sitting in the hot seat.
Okay. And thank you so much for that intro from your side, Mr. Winston Mayor. Let's get over to Mr. Vivian Lotering, the president of Gauteng Sports Confederation.
Thank you, Colvin. My name is Vivian Lotering, as I said earlier. I'm currently the president of the Gauteng Sports Confederation. My life as a sport administrator started way back when I was a provincial rugby player.
Okay.
I played for Transvaal. Those years was called Transvaal Schools. And then straight after that, I was 19 years old. And as a 19-year-old, I played senior provincial rugby for then Transvaal in the old apartheid years.
Okay.
At the age of 24, I became an administrator under the guidance of my dad, who was then the club chairperson of the Rega Park Rugby Club.
Okay.
That was my first exposure of sport administration.
Okay.
I then excelled into rugby and became the president of Falker Rugby Union in 2011. I must mention I was the first black president of the Falker Rugby Union in 2011. And then same year I became also the president of Ikuruleni Sports Confederation.
Okay.
I then excelled to become the executive member of SARU in 2016.
Okay.
A position that I held until the end of 2017. And in 2019 I was co-opted as an executive member of Gauteng Sports Confederation. And then earlier this year in April, I was then elected the president of Gauteng Sports Confederation. Okay. But my apprenticeship, I received under the guidance of my father, who was one of the most successful administrators of sport that I've ever known.
Okay.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And to our listeners, guys, we're going to pump in all the questions. Please send us a voice note or a WhatsApp message to 064-119-6071. I've got two gentlemen in the studio, two presidents, Gauteng and Tswane presidents. Let's get into business. Gentlemen, what is the mandate of objectives of each confederation?
Are you going first, Vivian?
Yes. Vivian?
Yes. The Gauteng Sports Confederation, our mandate is derived from the National Sports and Recreation Plan that was established and signed off in 2011-2012.
Okay.
And the strategic objective 11 of that plan says our main objective is to integrate the development of South African sport at provincial and local levels through sports councils. So we need to make sure that we increase participation and development of our sports and recreation areas. We need to make sure that we coordinate the local sports structures.
Okay.
And that's a prerequisite. And these structures must be supported and structured through the sports confederation. Our main focus is to develop grassroots sport from grassroots level. That is what we are focusing on. We need to ensure that sports councils are structured. We need to build capacity of the sports councils. Let's say we need to ensure that sports councils act as interface for our communities, clubs and local structures. Let's say we need to ensure that provincial sporting entities affiliate to the relevant local sports councils. That, in a nutshell, is our mandate.
Okay, talking grassroots, you're talking all sports codes.
Yes, Colvin. We're talking about all sports codes. Gauteng Sports Confederation has got 76 sporting codes,
okay,
of which 55 is in good standing. Obviously, not all the sporting codes is viable. We can't like surfing. It's not a sport that we can do in Gauteng, but we help them with their structures. So each one of those sporting federations that's members of us, we are responsible for that grassroots development of sport at that level.
Okay, thank you so much. You want to add something on that, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, certainly. Thanks, Colvin. I think from a Tswane Sport Confederation point of view,
okay,
the TSC derives its mandate not only from the National Sports Plan and the White Paper on Sport,
okay,
but it also found the mandate as firmly stated in the strategic plan for Tshwane. The slogan for Tshwane clearly reads spearheading sport excellence. And if we then further boil down within the vision and mission statement, it is to provide sustainable opportunities for participation, development, and capacity building at all levels to the sport fraternity of Tshwane through innovative leadership. From a mission point of view, in support of the vision, TSC strives to promote, advance and develop sport initiatives in the region, establish and maintain partnerships locally, nationally and internationally for the benefit of sport. Very importantly for us, to promote high-performance sport whilst also providing opportunities for participation in broad-based activities as well as competitions. We also develop facilities provision model plan that will address the needs of communities within the region. And then one of the other key pointers that stands out for us is definitely to ensure and to establish that Tshwane is the sporting capital of Africa, and together with all of the aforesaid, to ensure that good governance is adhered to at all times.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We're going to move over to our next question. What is the importance of local and regional sports councils and confederations, especially Gauteng and Tshwane?
Okay. Thank you, Colvin.
Thank you, Ravin.
I think the role of sports councils is very simple. We need to understand it, and I'm going to talk very slowly about it so people understand the importance of it. Our function and the role of sports councils, we lead civil society.
Okay.
We translate the policy that government has written into action. The sports council or confederation must implement that policy and create programs to that effect within a good system of governance. We as a sports confederation and other sports confederations, we act as an umbrella body for all components of the sports sector, including the national federations, universities, and people with disabilities.
Okay.
We report as a confederation, a sports confederation, at the Gauteng level, we report directly to the MEC. We advise her, we tell her what needs to be done and what's happening with sports in the province. Furthermore, the sports confederation and sports councils are constituted, and very important, they are constituted. In other words, they have a constitution. It's a constituted organization formed by sports organizations at various levels. Okay. And these tiers can be at national, provincial, district, regional, and at club level. And it's very important that we understand that various sports entities such as federations, school structures, and NGOs usually constitute part of the sports council. We encourage people. Clubs has to affiliate to a federation who affiliates to a sports confederation who affiliates then to the Gauteng Sports Confederation. And then we are also, we affiliate to the SASCOC, which is our highest body. So that is the role and responsibility of sports councils in a nutshell.
Okay. From your side, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I think what Vivian said is so true. And I've mentioned earlier that it also should be an education exercise for our listeners. So let's just put the hierarchy in place for all of us. You have from top to bottom.
Okay.
You have in Gauteng, you have two structures. You have the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture that is headed by the MEC.
Okay.
Then you also derive from the mandate that Vivian indicated to us, you have SASCOC, and under SASCOC you will find the Gauteng Sport Confederation. Now, as far as those two bodies are concerned, Gauteng is dissected into five various districts, of which Tshwane is one. Within that Tshwane structure, you will then find your regional sport councils and your local sport councils. And then obviously we will also then find your federations and your club structures. Now, regional and local sport councils, they are the direct representatives of the Tshwane Sport Confederation at the regional and local level.
Okay.
They are at the coalface of interaction with the sports persons within the communities of Tshwane. Now, although the lack of funding has a negative impact on the responsibilities and objectives of these structures, the following is very important. They initiate sport initiatives or activities within the boundaries of Tshwane. They support sport activities of federations and associations in the various communities of Tshwane. They liaise with the city of Tshwane sport structures in terms of facilities issues such as maintenance, access and control. And then a further key point is they should also liaise with the representatives of the Gauteng Department of Sport, Arts and Culture North Corridor in terms of recreation projects.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. And with regards to Tshwane Sports Council, what support and assistance are you able to give to the sports people of Tshwane to further nurture talent and encourage participation?
I think the biggest role player,
okay, Mr. Mayor,
for us in Tshwane is our sport federations.
Okay.
So Tshwane Sport Confederation liaises with sport federations in terms of development plans. I can state that Vivian mentioned a figure of 54 previously, if I'm not mistaken. Out of that 54, there is 43 on the books of Tshwane alone. So that paints you the picture of the importance that we play within the region.
Okay.
The other most important thing is for us that training of coaches and technical officials is of paramount importance. And if the Department of Sport, Arts, Culture can't deliver that, if Gauteng Sport Confederation can't deliver that, we certainly walk the extra mile to ensure that training of coaches and technical officials takes place within our ambits. The other most important thing for us is also that participation in activities such as the Auer Tambo Sonchini social cohesion games is extremely important, because that is for us where the mass participation development story need to be born. And these games in particular is thus the good platform for talent identification, more so of athletes who come from township and rural areas.
Okay.
The other two things that stands out for support and assistance from our side is that at the end of the day, we need to give recognition through various awards.
That's
we will talk later on within the show. We will stand still a little bit on the Tshwane Women in Sport Awards and what it entails. And then also very important liaison with the city of Tshwane on matters such as lease agreements. And we can also delve into that matter a little bit later.
Okay, thank you so much. Is there anything from your side, Mr. Lottery?
Govan, yes. I'm in agreement with what Winston said. It is very important, however, to note that from a Gauteng Sports Confederation point of view, is that we also assist our regional sports confederations with admin, admin administration. We provide a sports house whereby any sporting federation or sports confederation can come to the sports house and access free Wi-Fi to do their work. We have got office space that we provide for them. Instead of them working from the boot of a car, they can come to our office. We're also instrumental in setting up academies throughout the province, each of the districts or the academies, whereby we can assist talented young players coming from the rural areas. Our focus is rural areas.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important that our communities that listen, especially Easterners tonight, understand we've got lots of talent in this town.
True.
And Easterners, we've got talent. There's lots of diamonds. We need to help these diamonds to affiliate to a club, to the federations, and if there's talent coming out that we can show, we as Sports Confederation of Gauteng, we assist those talents, those diamonds, to come and be part of a high performance center, which we have spread out across the province. Furthermore, we assist with coaching and technical officiating. We help the confederation with dispute resolution. We guide them with transformation policies. We assist them with colors if they need colors, and so I can carry on and on and on. But the long and the short of it is that whatever happened at SASCOC level happens in Gauteng, And the Chinese Sports Confederation is a smaller version of the Gauteng Sports Confederation in this region. So we are very involved with the support of the districts, and we are encouraging them. We're taking hands in encouraging them to try and help develop sport at grassroots level. Our focus is grassroots level. Thank you, Colin.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, we've got another big one coming up here. If we look at the state of our sports facilities, and this we refer specifically to our facilities in Eerstres, compared to neighboring communities, yes, we know that this is owing to vandalism. Yes, it is true. But is the TSC and the GSC, with a combined effort, able to assist and influence swift rebuilding?
Colvin, thank you for that question. Let me say right from the word go. I said part of the responsibility that we have as a confederation is to implement policy of government. We lead civil society, and then we look at the role of government. Government does provide infrastructure. In other words, facilities and the maintenance thereof is government responsibility. But we all know that in our different communities, facilities are broken down.
Yes.
We all know that. So we as a confederation are saying the responsibility is not only government's responsibility. It's a responsibility that must be shared by the federation, the club, and the community.
Okay.
We need to engage with our community. We got fantastic facilities. We know some of the facilities are not up to standard. But I think we as confederations and federations and clubs need to educate our community. We need to share this common goal that we have. We say facilities is there for our future. Our children is our future, and we cannot vandalize facilities for our future. And it's time that we get together, that we arrange as a confederation. We are busy engaging with our district federations and saying, guys, let's have a conference to discuss with our federations and our clubs. What are we going to do to involve with the councillors in a community to look after our facilities? It does not make sense to break down something which is going to create a future for our kids.
That is true.
Thank you, Colvin.
Fantastic. Mr. Mayor?
I cannot overemphasize more what Vivian just said. Unfortunately, there is no such thing as a swift rebuilding or a quick fix of sport facilities in any area in Tshwane, including Eerstres, but just not Tshwane, Eerstres. It goes for all of us, all communities in South Africa. There's not a quick fix. There is, however, a budget process which includes the IDP. Now, many people do not know what the IDP stands for.
Okay.
Or they do not understand the process of the IDP. And the IDP is the infrastructure development plan of the city.
Okay.
And what we, from a Tshwane Sport Confederation point of view, always do is that we engage with the city, especially city management, on the importance of maintenance of sport facilities in all areas.
Okay.
I want to go back earlier this year. We had a mayoral visit which took place, and the mayor declared Eerstres as a priority area for infrastructure development, including sport infrastructure. But now, we just came from local government elections. At the end of the day, it is the people that we empower to be our candidates, to represent us within council. We also need to ensure that we keep them accountable and responsible.
Yes, definitely.
Because at the end of the day, they are the mouthpiece of the citizens.
Yes.
So they need to fight to ensure that within their wards, we need the correct thing to happen. If you take Tshwane as an example, Tshwane has 107 wards.
Okay.
Now, that 107 wards represent, if you go back to the 2016 census, the 2016 census mentioned something like 3.26 million people.
Okay.
Out of that 3.26 million, if we look at the current figures, I think we are safe to say that we are moving towards 3.6 million, of which the balance is 50-50 as far as gender representation is concerned. Now, if facilities is not in place, if facilities is vandalized, it has ripple effects. We are sitting specifically within an area of Esterus with crime that is very high. Okay. And we as the citizens of Esterus, we as the citizens of Tswane, of Mamelodi, of Nelmapius, of Harankuva, wherever we are, we need to take responsibility and ownership. We must remember that we need to accept more for managing and maintenance of sport facilities that works hand in glove with the city. Now take note that we know that as far as budget issues within the city is concerned, that there is quite a number of problems. And I don't think that we need to delve into that now. But sports clubs should consider signing lease agreements, in my opinion, with the city for identified sport facilities so that they can have that ownership or yes. partial ownership. And there is then a joint responsibility on the city and the community in terms of such a facility.
Thank you so much, Mr. Winston Mayor. Gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go into the upcoming Women in Sports Awards. Please stay tuned. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show, the Sports Talk. Thank you so much.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Welcome back, Portis. It is 6:30, 18:30. You've tuned into the Sports Talk with me, Colvin Cook, from 6 until 7. I do have two gentlemen in the studio with me tonight. The president of Tswane Sports Confederation, Mr. Vivian Lotteren, and the president of Gauteng Sports, that is Mr. Winston Mayer. Good evening to you and welcome back. Welcome back, Portis. Gentlemen, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Colvin.
Thank you, Colvin.
Thank you so much. Gentlemen, we're moving forward with our questions. We would like to know, we have recently read about the upcoming Women in Sports Awards. Just please tell us more about that. Who is eligible? How can people nominate? And what is the voting process?
Colvin, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This will be the second edition of the Tswane Women in Sport Awards,
okay.
where we will eventually give recognition for women and girls achievers of sport in Tswane specifically
okay.
on 16 February 2022 for their hard work done covering the period, and this is very important, 1st of August 2020 to 31st of August 2021. I think what is very important for us here is that I've mentioned earlier that if you look at the people in Tswane within our shores, if we take a figure of 3.6 million, then eventually you can work out 1.8 million that is women. Now, the women also then means women and girls.
Okay.
And they, for us, are the key pillars within society, more specifically within sport, to ensure that sport development takes place. Any member, you asked the question, who is eligible?
Yes.
Any member of a sports club, association, or school within the boundaries of the city of Tswane who meets the requirements of any of the 20 categories, including being a member of the TSC in good standing.
Okay.
Now, I from the onset wants to state here that it is crucial for people to hook on to the website of the Tswane Sports Confederation. And also very important, if there's questions that they want, specific questions that they want, they can email chaka@tsc.co.za. Chaka Krokamp is the administrator of the Tswane Sport Confederation. I will repeat his email address. Chaka, as in chaka@tsc.co.za, and Chaka will certainly ensure that we give them the answers that they so deserve and so desire.
Okay.
How can people nominate?
Yes.
By completing a nomination form, which has been circulated to all the members of TSC. Now, if I refer to members, I refer here to all the federations.
Okay.
So the club structures in Tswane, they already have all that information that they need. It is on the website of TSC as well as obtainable via Chaka. Now, the voting process, how are we going to deal with this? I think that at the end of the day, we want to ensure that the whole process is open, it's fair.
Okay.
There's a panel of judges that we will appoint, and that judges will come from various federations that must nominate an individual within sports management and administration that has the know-how and knowledge of adjudication.
Okay.
Very importantly. We want to stand separately from this adjudication panel. Now, we will then draw 5 names out of the hat.
Okay.
Meaning that you will have 5 people coming from various different backgrounds, belonging to different federations. They don't know each other.
Okay.
And they will then make up the people that will act as the judging panel.
Yes.
There are some categories which the general public will have the opportunity to vote through an SMS line, and it's 4 categories, and those 4 categories include Fan of the Year.
Yes.
Coach of the Year.
Okay.
Sport Personality of the Year.
Okay.
And Media Sports Program of the Year.
Okay.
I've mentioned that there is 20 categories, and then there will also be, out of one of the 20 categories, there will certainly be a President's Award where I will have the honor,
okay,
to honor some people within the fraternity, female, whether it be an adult or whether it be a minor.
Okay.
If I say minor, a child that cannot yet, or a girl that we do not yet identify as being a grown-up woman.
Okay. Disabled people, are they allowed to participate?
Obviously. There's 2
okay.
categories that will cover them.
Okay.
The rule book is very specific. I will encourage all our listeners
okay.
To obey themselves with what the rule book states. Therefore, it's important for you, hook onto the website of the Tshwane Sport Confederation. You will find the rule book there, and it will give you all the answers that you need.
Fantastic. Mr. Lotren.
Colvin, thank you.
From your side.
Thank you. One of the strategic objectives of the National Sports and Recreation Plan is to award
okay.
people in as a province. We are very excited about awarding specifically women and young girls.
Okay.
And we've encouraged and supporting our regional sports confederation. And tonight, Tshwane is talking about their awards because they're the first region that's starting with the awards. I particularly from Gauteng, we are very excited. Let me just add also, because we lead civil society and this message goes specifically to the people in Tshwane, but also yes. specifically to the listeners of Poort FM and Eersterus. Even yes. though the president of Tshwane mentioned that clubs and members in yes. good standing must nominate, this awards provide also the opportunity for the community in Eersterus that might know very good sporting talent
okay.
people. The community can also nominate those people, technical officials or administrators that might not be nominated by the federation, but is involved somewhere in the community with sport as an NGO. They can nominate, and we encourage people, especially Eersterus community,
yes.
let's nominate, let's make use of this opportunity
okay.
to award our women specifically in the role that they've played. It is very, very important that we acknowledge the role that women plays, not only in the community in Eersterus, but also in the region of Tshwane. Thank okay. you, Colvin.
Fantastic, Mr. Lotren. And then we just want to know, with the constant change in the lockdown rule going forward into the new year, what can we expect from the TSC and the GSC combined?
I think that I will answer the question
Thank
twofold.
You. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I want to start off to say that within the boundaries of Gauteng, and more specifically within Tshwane,
okay.
Sport federations are encouraged to devise training and development programs to facilitate the participation of women and men, girls and boys, and to remove barriers that may prevent participants from vocations in training, administration, coaching, sport, and recreation management. Now, that is in itself a mouthful, and if we want then to say that we want to ensure that that takes place and that it is delivered, here we have COVID in front of us.
Okay.
Obviously, COVID has put on the bricks,
yes,
or the brakes as far as this matters is concerned. So, with the constant change in the lockdown rules, what we can do is as follows. We can provide information regarding regulations during each and every lockdown phase, negotiations with provincial government regarding access to sport facilities during such lockdown phases. We all know that that in itself is a very sore thing, because you cannot just haphazardly walk into any facility. So we can help to negotiate access for our women, sportswomen and men, and then also interaction with government structures for funding our federations and athletes if there is a loss of income due to the lockdown regulations. All of this, if I refer to loss of income, there's negotiations that can take place behind the scenes. We are there to encourage our people, if there's any losses, talk to us. We ourselves can only open the door to the correct people within local government, within government, within the leading structures that can give recognition to people that lose their income. It is a regulated thing, so we can open the doors for you to ensure that you speak to the correct people. And then very importantly, providing some support or some form of support to clubs and associations, specifically within our rural areas, in terms of sanitation material and masks. It is very important for us that we need to ensure that all our people within the sporting fraternity adhere to the protocols and adhere to sanitation. So we certainly will be able, via our structures, to help. If I say structures, I refer to the local sport councils, okay, and I refer to the regional sport councils.
Fantastic. And I just want to come in there, Mr. President. Supporters, when are the supporters going, back to the stadiums, if I may ask? If you can, just elaborate on supporters.
You're now putting me on the spot as far as supporters is concerned. Yes, we certainly want to ensure that our stadiums is full. Yes, we certainly want to ensure that when there is any participation on club level taking place, or even within provincial level taking place,
yes,
that we want our supporters there.
Yes.
Fact of the matter is that we're dealing here with an epidemic.
Yes.
And we have to take certain responsibilities for ourselves to ensure that our people are safe.
That's true.
And we are led by what government is asking us to do. Many times we will find that government is dictating us,
yes,
what to do. But I think the emphasis for me is on asking the people to do the right thing. Asking the people to ensure that if you know that you are tested positive,
yes,
follow whatever you're supposed to follow. Go into your isolation for your 10 or your 14 days. When you get out of that isolation, ensure that when you finish the safe period of 30 to 90 days, some people is more than that, go for your inoculation. I certainly do not want to open a whole debate as far as the inoculation is concerned, because at the end of the day, we're living in a society of free will, of free choice.
Yes,
you will have your sport people that say to themselves, we do not want the jab.
Yeah.
You will find the others that say, no, that we want to participate, so we will take the jab. It is an open thing for us to discuss, but definitely not on this forum. There's too much legalities and things attached to it. I think, very importantly, it's a matter of education.
That's true. That's very true. Baie waar daarso. Manne, ek sê vir julle baie, baie dankie daarso dat julle deurgekom het. Ons is nog steeds op Poort FM, jou kassie, jou stassie. Mr. Lotren, is there anything that you want to add to what Mr. Meyer was just
Colvin, saying? I think it's, what Mr. Winston Meyer said is very true. I cannot disagree with what he said. I maybe just want to add with regard what we further can do. Information. Okay. It's obviously very important that we share information, all our information. When government make a decision, it goes to SESCOC. SESCOC then send that information down to the provincial structures, and we as a provincial structure need to share that information.
Yes.
It's important. We talk about spectators coming back to the stadiums. As Mr. Meyer said, unfortunately, we are governed by what government has, yes, do decide, and we have to adhere to those protocols. If we have events, there's only a certain number of people that comes to this events, and there's nothing more we can add. We just need to be obedient in what is required from us. The message we're sending out to our sporting people as a province is please sanitize, please keep your distance, don't hug, wear your mask, and observe the protocols. Thank you, Colvin.
Fantastic. Just want to add on to that one. In your perception on education or educating opinion, what impact has the COVID had on sports development on humans as a race? And how would you encourage and motivate people to start getting active, taking into consideration how important is participation and being active?
Certainly, COVID-19 has had a devastating impact on sport, not just in Gauteng, in Tshwane, all across the globe.
Okay.
I think that worst in Tshwane was the inaccessibility of sport facilities that belong to the city of Tshwane. I can use examples here. Our swimmers could not prepare for the Olympic Games.
Yes.
That include Tatiana Schoenmaker. The Tshwane Sport Confederation will do its utmost that our Commonwealth athletes do not face the same fate within the new year. Many participants left the sport arena due to COVID-19,
yes,
and the lockdown. And we need to assist the federations to get those members back into sport. It is crucial for us to build sport, to further develop sport. Grassroots development is key. We need to assist the clubs and federations with the assistance of the city of Tshwane and the Gauteng Sport Confederation to create safe environments where people can get active and participate, very importantly,
okay,
in sport within, the emphasis here is within the regulations that govern sport activities during COVID.
Colvin, if I may add, from the Gauteng point of view, I think our, together with the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, I think our main goal is to create in this province a winning and active nation. Now, okay, there, besides sports, we all know that COVID had a very, very negative impact, uh-huh, in the life of sports people specifically. But we also got a recreation sector attached to this department, and there's recreational programs that we encourage people to participate in to keep them active and fit. We've got these parks that you'll see, there's equipment in all the communities that's been established. There are the recreational clubs where people can participate. There's just gymnastics clubs and so on, to mention just a few. Then there's, yes, the indigenous games. The games that we play is community. The clippy and stock stick fights and all those kind of things. That is all games that we can introduce,
yes,
to keep our children active. Furthermore, we have realized that, yes, COVID has got a big impact, but we needed to get our children also very active in other sports. And we have seen through COVID, technology has advanced. We are now, most of the sports has now introduced the e-games, where people play chess electronically without sitting next to one another. And yes, we need to encourage the federations to start thinking out of the box going forward, that's the kind of things that we're going to have to do. But it has the negative impact of that is that we create a system where our children sit in front of a computer, in front of a phone, and they're not actively involved outside. Hence, my statement, I'm saying there's recreational programs, yes. And we need to encourage our community and the people here in Esteras, yes, to start joining these recreational clubs. We got structures in place, there's funding in place, and that's all meant to create that active nation mentality in our societies. Thank you, Colvin.
Fantastic, Mr. Lotterang, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm going to start with you, the president of Tshwane Sports Confederation. In closing, is there anything from your side that you want to add regarding the development and the future of our children that are playing sport, specifically in Esteras, that is Poort, as we call him, before we say goodbye?
I think that we can sit and talk on this topic for the whole day. What is more important for me is the economic value and the benefit of sport as assessed by the change in the economy resulting from sporting activities as well as events. The benefits can be direct or it can be indirect. Generally, economic benefits are gained from investments in competitive sport as well as the hosting of major international sporting events. Nonetheless, in the broader Gauteng, and more specifically Tshwane, some of the non-competitive sport events and programs delivered by the Gauteng Department of Sport, Arts and Culture also contribute to the shared economic growth and development priorities and objectives of the Gauteng provincial government. We must remember that we're working here as a whole. Yes, Esteras, we will put Esteras on a pedestal. We will put now Maypiers on a pedestal, Garankuwa on a pedestal, but at the end of the day, we're working as a whole. Now, the sport economy in Gauteng includes, and this is where it's most important for me, specifically people in Esteras and the surrounding areas, or let me say people in Tshwane. Yes. The sport economy in Gauteng includes skills development and decent work opportunities in areas such as coaching, okay, sport management and sport administration.
Yes.
Now, for example, participants, volunteers and coaches, they acquire transferable life skills, which make them more employable, and we need to ensure that the people that has a real love for sport within Esteras and all the surrounding areas, that we cater for them, that we find ways and means to help them. Very importantly is the production of sport programs. I am so proud of Poort FM asking us to have this interview tonight, where we can not just educate our listeners, but inform them of what's going on. It is not just at the end of the day all about Esteras. For me, it is about Tshwane. At the end of the day, we also need to acknowledge that private sport clubs and organizations charging admission fees, retailers of sport goods, wholesalers of sport goods, those are the people that need to generate funds. That is where you will find out the entrepreneurial skills comes forward. That's why it's so important that Esteras people need to stand up, come forth with the entrepreneurial skills, and let's move this thing forward so that we can ensure success within the region.
Fantastic, Mr. Mayor. Over to you, Mr. Vivian Lotterby, the president of Gauteng of Tshwane, sorry.
Gauteng Sports Confederation,
pardon me. In closing, is there anything from your side
that Colvin, you want to thank add? You very much. Let me start by saying I'm a passionate sports person. Who I am and what I am today is because of opportunities that was created for me. At where I am, it was because of administrators and technical officials that took my hand and led me to where I am. I grew up in a previously disadvantaged area. I grew up in a very poor community.
Okay.
But that never stopped me from reaching my goals where I am today.
Yes.
Why am I saying that? I'm saying And I'm talking specifically tonight to the administrators of sport in Tshwane and to the administrators and coaches and technical officials of the community of Esterus.
Yes.
Understand, when you in a position to lead,
yes,
understand you don't only lead, you need to provide a service.
Yes.
Too many of us has become so powerful and position crazy that we forget,
yes,
that we need to provide a service to our community and to the athletes. It's all about them.
Yes.
From Gauteng Sports Confederation, it is very important that we form partnerships. And I want to tell the community in Esterus and the people in Tshwane that it's important from Gauteng Sports Confederation point of view that we're partnering with Tshwane,
okay,
and that Tshwane partner with the people, the clubs and the people in Esterus.
Yes.
Important that we provide opportunities. We've got raw talent in the community of Esterus, and we need to make sure that we provide an opportunity, a platform for those raw talent children, athletes, girls and boys to come through the system. They can't do it on their own. They need to take their hands. They need people. They need leaders. They need coaches, administrators to guide them throughout their lives. We have partners with a few people at Gauteng Sports Confederation, which I want to mention on air tonight. We can assist people. We've partnered with a clothing manufacturer called Belarus in Tshwane. One of the biggest, okay, manufacturers of clothing that can give special prices. We got traveling and so on and so on. Okay. As a confederation, we provide that assistance and people must come forward, but get involved in sports and belong to the structures. Thank you.
Fantastic.
I think, Colvin, just to hook on what Vivian is saying, you know, now, okay, this debate starts to get, yeah, passionate.
That's true.
And I want to end this off, and this will be my last
quote
that I want to give from Nelson Mandela.
Thank you.
Nelson Mandela said, "The task at hand will not be easy, but you have mandated us to change South Africa from a land in which the majority live with little to one in which they can live and work with dignity, with a sense of self-esteem and confidence in the future." Unquote.
Mr. Lotter?
Colvin, just allow me to say from Gauteng Sports Confederation,
yes,
I want to say thank you for Poort FM.
Thank you.
It is so important that radio stations, community radio stations like Poort FM,
yes,
are spreading the news in a community, informing them what's happening in sport.
Yes.
I just hope that, and I pray that you, Poort FM, will be given the necessary support to, yes, grow bigger. Thank you very much. It's very important. You guys play an important role in sport, and we really appreciate that.
So
thank
true.
You.
So
thank
true.
You. Thank you so much, Mr. Lottering. Thank you so much, Mr. Winston Meyer. Thank you, Mr. Meyer, Mr. Lotteren, for taking time from your busy schedule and talking to us on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. It's goodbye. God bless you and stay safe.
Thanks, Colvin, to you, your listeners, to the broader community out there. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Thank you to the listeners of Poort FM. And yesterday's people, I say, awe, masakinders, awe.
Awe, my kind.
Awe, thank you, baie, thank you. Yes, that was Mr. Winston Meyer, the president of Tshwane Sports Confederation, and Mr. Vivian Lotteren, the president of Gauteng Sports Confederation, who joined us in this studio this evening on your favorite radio station, Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. From myself, Colvin Cook, please join me next week. Evening. That is from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock on the Sports Talk, right here on Poort FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. It's goodbye and God bless you.
Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.